The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
TI Trust stands for True Integrity. One of our core values that we had for our staff was integrity.
We want to be seen as a very integrity-driven company.
We've been doing trust services as an organization since the 1950s. It's all based on what's in the best interest of the clients.
At the end of the day, it's about serving that client and getting to a result that they need.
Welcome to the Muddy River News Business Spotlight. I'm David Adam. This week's Business Spotlight is brought to you by TI Trust. And joining me today is Karen Dunn with Dunnbelly here in Quincy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're at 4403 Broadway. Is that the right address?
Yes, sir.
You've been there since 2017. But I understand this is not your first venture into the restaurant and entertaining business. Tell me a little bit about your background before you got to Dunnbelly.
Sure. Well, I mean, this is our first restaurant that my husband and I have
and
owned and run together.
And your husband Brad.
Yes, Brad Dunn. He's our chef. He's my co-owner. He's my partner in crime, as it were. So this is our first time owning and running our own, but we're both entertainers, we're both musicians, we're both performers, and vicariously that means that you've been in the restaurant industry a really long time as well. So we both come from that background, food and beverage. Brad's also a certified sommelier, which means that he's a wine specialist.
By the way, I love that. I actually looked up how to say the word sommelier.
Yes.
And I was going to make sure that I used that word just so I could say that said the word sommelier.
I beat you to the punch.
That's okay. I think we should use the word sommelier multiple times throughout
okay.
this conversation.
Yes.
Tell people what a sommelier is.
So it's someone who has studied, it's all beverage, but it focuses on the world of wine, and there's several different stages. And you can be, a first level or a master, or a couple stages mm-hmm. in between. But it basically means that you have researched, tastes and regions and grapes and varietals so that you can not only present a really beautiful list, but you can also help people engage and have a great beverage experience mm-hmm. with their dining experience. But I was not that familiar with it before meeting him and going through the education process with him. It's extensive.
Well, that was
it's
one of the things.
Crazy how extensive.
I was checking your website, mm-hmm. and I noticed that, for example, the wines, just yeah. literally the different kinds of wines, they range from about $30 a bottle to up to $185 a bottle. How do you help people in regard to knowing what's the right wine for the right occasion? When is it okay? I guess you got to have $185 to spend on a bottle of wine, but there's got to be an occasion for that type of purchase. How do you help people through that process?
Well, one of our ethos about beverage is that it doesn't matter what it's like as long as you like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a variety of tastes for everything. I can drink a PBR, and I can also have a $185 bottle of wine and enjoy both of them in their place, right? So one thing that Dunnbelly prides itself on is being able to hit that variety of dining experiences. You can come in with a burger and have a beer and have a great night, mm-hmm. not spend a bunch of money, but have something like crafted from scratch and like really feel like you've done something great and had a good meal. Or you can come for your anniversary. We can look at what you're wanting to eat and wanting to, have as your meal, and we can pair you with something really special that you might not have the opportunity to have,
exactly.
especially outside of a larger metropolitan area, and really leave going, wow, I had an experience here that I didn't think we could have here in this town. So, and the beverage is a big part of that.
Yeah.
So there is the occasion where the $185 bottle of wine, will be the right fit.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't have to be every day. And I don't know how many of us are living where it could be every
exactly.
day. But we have something to suit all of those
right.
budgets and all of those tastes. And Brad has, really crafted our beverage program so that regardless of that budget, you can find something really beautiful that you'll enjoy.
And the same thing goes with your beer list.
Yeah.
I noticed you have craft beers from mm-hmm. California, Oregon, Michigan. They're from all over the country.
Right.
Again, my guess is the same care and the same effort went into creating that beer list as well.
It's true. It's true. There are those who want their same PBRs, exactly, or their Mick Ultra or whatever it is that they want every meal, and it doesn't matter, kind of what they're pairing it with. But because we're a small place, because we're not the type of place that's going to have 100 beers on their list, because we just don't have the capacity to do that, we've really carefully chosen, you know, things that hit a lot of different flavor notes, a lot of different special things that people are doing, you know, brew masters are doing, you know, regionally and throughout the country that we think are really special. Right. That, again, you might not have everywhere, but if you're someone that likes something light and crisp, if you're someone that likes a rich porter, you know, that we've got an option that we know is delicious that, you know, will provide you with that special experience.
And you talked about a lot of this is in regard to the special, you know, we're going to go celebrate an anniversary, we're going to go celebrate a birthday or whatever. You do a lot of event work. I mean, granted, you, yes, I can drive in off the street and order my burger for lunch if that's what I want, but you do a lot of your business also is the event hosting as well. Talk about how much of your business is that? How often are you having events at your restaurant?
Well, I mean, it really varies by season. Yeah. We're the sweet spot for events for us is sort of like the rehearsal dinner land, right? And so wedding season and whatnot, you know, throughout the spring and summer is going to be the busiest for that. We have that beautiful outdoor patio that can seat, you know, up to 120 people if it needs to. So we can do some pretty big dinners that way. And throughout the summer, we do host, you know, once or twice a week at least through that time. In the winter is a little more quiet, but we do beautiful Christmas parties too in the indoor space and whatnot. So, I mean, while our, you know, the meat and potatoes, as it were, of our business is that daily service. Yeah. And that's really what we want to focus on because we want to be part of people's everyday lives. We're so blessed that so many people want to share those special occasions with us too. So, I mean, it continues to grow. We've actually added on options to do, outside catering now too, and some, you know, personalized events, you know, at people's homes or out different venues. So everything's custom tailored. There's not a cookie cutter, you know, event thing that we do, but we are the kind of people that love to explore different things and suit different tastes. So if someone comes to us with something and said, hey, I don't know anyone in town who's doing, like, pull it out of the air, you know, Cajun Creole, and I want to have, you know, that kind of night, you know, we're the type of people that you can talk to and say, I'm going to design this custom menu. I'm going to have this be themed to exactly what we want it to be. And we can really tailor that to people within that event program.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so the business started in 2017. Mm-hmm. I have to ask, there's always a story behind the name of the restaurant. All right, and I got a grin out of you.
Yes.
How did you come up with Dunbelly?
it's a common question. Because it's kind of, you know, cute and cutesy. Obviously, our name is Dun.
D-U-N-N.
D-U-N-N. But it's a bit of a pet name, actually, for Brad and his sister. So Brad is the youngest of three, but younger by about a decade.
Oh, wow.
And, but he's always been into food. He's always been one that you could eat at any time. His mood is dictated by the amount of food in his stomach. So anyway, as a child, if he were in a mood, they would say, oh, is your Dunbelly happy? Is your Dunbelly hungry? Like, where's the Dunbelly at right now as far as how he his mood or his feeling might be. So anyway, so this is about creating the happy Dunbelly for everyone. His mother was very embarrassed about the name too, by the way. But I think it's cute.
Absolutely. Well, the fact is, it's all about creating a happy experience for your customers, whether or not it's his belly being comfortable. Yeah. Now you want to make everyone else's.
Everyone should have a Dunbelly.
That should be kind of like part of the tagline.
Right.
He's the chef. Mm-hmm. You're the pastry chef.
Yes.
How much discussion is there in regard to what goes on with the menu there? Does that change a lot? Have you found one that sort of works and we've sort of stuck with it?
You know, over the first year or two, we, you know, morphed and changed. We were really listening to what our customers were responding to and things that they were really, you know, wanting to see and, you know, pairing that with, you know, our taste and our, you know, our passion for what we're creating. But it's leveled off now where we, I think we've settled on a core menu that every single item that you have is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it covers a range of tastes. It covers a range of budgets, just like I was talking about before. But we do supplement that with daily specials. So every day we have four or five different specials that, you know, we try to post them on our Facebook page. We try to put them on our website, but you can always call if you, if you're not sure what we've got. So we stick to that core so that if you're coming, you know, frequently and you're like, gosh, I just have to have pot pie. You know that the pot pie is going to be there for but you can always look and see what else, you know, kind of unusual you might have in our back pocket.
Now, with Brad being the chef, he's the one who is in charge of creating all of those types of meals.
Yeah.
Where does your pastry work fit into all of this? Is it, I just want a nice slice of cake after I'm done, or does most of your work come with the events that you cater?
Well, we do have handmade desserts every day. So I don't know that there's a lot of places that are doing that, but everything is, you know, crafted by me and my team on a daily basis. Again, we've settled on about two or three desserts that people are upset if they're not there. So those are on the menu. So we typically always have a vanilla bean creme brulee. We have a type of fruit crisp. So right now it's a tart cherry crisp, but it can be seasonal peach or, you know, berry or whatever else. And it's beautiful and hot with ice cream on top. It's great. And we do a fudge brownie sundae. So everything from scratch, super gooey, homemade hot fudge.
And all super low-cal,
fat-free,
diets.
Gluten-free, absolutely. Sugar-free. 100% always. But I do also vary. So I have one or two selections that basically go by my mood or go by seasonal or go by, you know, what I think people haven't had in a while. and that's what we have generally available. But I do also do custom cakes, custom things for events, everything from wedding cakes to like individual like little cookies and bars.
Right.
And so it runs the gamut. And I love doing those things. Those tend to be where people have connected with me about wanting something special.
Right.
And so I build it for them custom. but yeah, I'm making from scratch. Brad doesn't get a lot of say in the dessert.
Okay.
I mean, if he tells me, Karen, I haven't had blackberry crisp in 3 months, I really want it. I don't tell him no very frequently, but it's up to me.
Now, would it be fair if he were here, he would say you don't have a lot of say in the date in the menu as well and the specials, or
he would say he's just the garbage man and that I run the business.
Okay.
I don't
think
that's true, but I think as a good husband, he's like, nope, I just do what she asks.
I think he's a very wise man to do that as well. I mean, what are the, you know, happy wife, happy life. I mean, the fact is if you're if you're happy with the menu and you're happy making the pastries, then hey.
Well, we are a true partnership.
Sure.
I mean, Brad and I, you know, are, you know, obviously close because of our relationship, but we did this because we work in tandem really, really well. So we have so much respect for everyone's opinion and their, you know, we're always trying to like hone and perfect and whatnot. And that really requires both of us to be present in everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if we have a difference of opinion in the kitchen, I'm going to say yes, chef. And he's probably going to be right.
Okay, fair enough. Last thing I want to ask you is if you, you know, there are so many dining options here in Quincy and many really great places to go. Why should I pick Dunbelly?
I'm going to say this in two parts.
Okay.
So first, I think Dunbelly is the choice because, again, it covers all of those bases. Mm-hmm. You can come in your sweats. You can come in, you know, dirty from whatever lawn work you were doing and not feel out of place, but you can also share those super great occasions with us and be able to find something amazing in your budget that you could come back, you know, twice or three times that week if you wanted to, and always have something new, always have something that like that you feel comforted by and are happy with. Now, I also feel like everyone should be visiting those other places too.
Yeah.
I think part of being in a community like this is that we're creating a fabric of dining culture, right? So the more that we do, the more people are used to like wrapping these visits, whether it's us or any number of the other incredible places, into their lifestyle, it helps all of us do well, right? So yes, you should visit Dunbelly.
But not necessarily 5 times a week.
If you'd like to.
I'm sure you would take the business.
But I'm saying that I think there's room for all of us here. You know, it's so exciting to live in a place where I can have a lot of different options and experience a lot of wonderful things. There's some great chefs in this town that are doing awesome stuff. So I'm really prideful that we're part of that fabric.
Karen Dunn, thank you for stopping by and telling us a little bit about Dunn Belly.
Absolutely.
It's what a great location. You're right on Broadway. You got the lake in the back. You can sit out there on a nice spring day.
I was going to say, warm weather is coming fast. We're ready to open that back up.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.
I really appreciate it.
And thank you for joining us today for the Muddy River News Business Spotlight, brought to you by TI Trust.
TI Trust stands for True Integrity. One of our core values that we had for our staff was integrity.
We want to be seen as a very integrity-driven company.
We've been doing trust services as an organization since the 1950s. It's all based on what's in the best interest of the clients.
At the end of the day, it's about serving that client and getting to a result that they need.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.